I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. The Radio City Playhouse ran on NBC for just a year and a half, but it gave us some of the best dramatic half-hour programs in old time radio. Stories were provided by famous authors, such as Paul Gallico, John Galsworthy, and Ray Bradbury. The show originated from New York, with some of the finest New York City radio actors in the cast. The episode I'm playing for you is legendary. The actress is Jan Miner, and the show is called Long Distance. Miner is a woman trying to save her husband from execution. Listen now to Long Distance, as first broadcast on Radio City Playhouse on July 3, 1948.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 1. Radio City Playhouse is a theater of the air that has been built to an extraordinarily simple design. In radio drama, there is no substitute for a fine story expertly told. So, if a script meets the highest standards of excellence, it may come from any writer, anywhere. So long as the performance is truly inspired, it may be given by any artist without regard to name or fame. We hope you'll listen each week to our new series, and if you feel like writing to us about our plays, we will deeply appreciate your comments. Now, here is Long Distance, Attraction 1 of Radio City Playhouse. Written and directed by a brilliant young newcomer to American radio, Harry W. Junkin, and starring Jan Miner as Mrs. Leon Jacks, who is seated at a telephone table in her home.
But, Warden, you don't understand. After all, you're the warden of the prison.
Mrs. Jacks, I can't just act on your say-so. You've left it too late. I'd like to help you.
Warden, try to understand. I've called the governor, but I can't get him. This letter proves that my husband didn't commit the murder. Why can't I make you see? My husband would never have been found guilty if we could have produced this letter at the trial.
Mrs. Jacks, we always have these telephone calls before an execution. I know how you feel. I'm terribly sorry for you, but there's nothing I can do. You didn't produce this letter at the trial.
I know we didn't produce it. That's what I'm telling you. I found it tonight, quite by accident, between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. If we could have produced it at the trial, my husband would never have been... Well, the case would have been dismissed. Can't you understand that you're... that he's innocent? You're executing an innocent man.
But, Mrs. Jacks, I tell you, it's not in my power. I know how you feel. Believe me, I do, but... telephone me half an hour before an execution and start talking about some letter you found. I just can't do it, Mrs. Jacks. It's something that's out of my hands. I don't have the proper authority.
Oh, you're so stupid. I tell you, this letter changes everything. At least you can delay the execution for 24 hours until you've investigated. You can't kill him, I tell you. It's monstrous, wicked.
Mrs. Jacks, believe me, I can't do anything
for you. Well, then who can? There must be somebody that...
The governor's the only man in New York State who can stay an execution.
But I tell you, I called him. He's out of town. The lieutenant governor's out of town. Everyone's out of town. And it's only half an hour until I...
Mrs. Jacks, believe me, I'd like to help you, but
you can't do it, I tell you. You can't. He's innocent. This letter proves he's innocent.
Mrs. Jacks, tell me, who is the appeal judge?
McLean. Judge McLean.
Uh-huh. Well, under the circumstances, well, I mean, naturally, we want to be just. If you can get Judge McLean to phone me here at the prison, I'll delay the execution 24 hours.
You will...
Judge McLean is the only man who can help you. I'm sorry.
All right, thanks. I'll call him. M.C. McLean, here it is. Judge John C. Eldorado 50599. Eldorado 50599. 4, 5, 4, 5, 9, 9, 5, 4, 5, 9, 9. Please, God, let him be in. Answer. Oh, answer, why don't you?
Hello?
Is Judge McLean there, please?
I'm sorry, he's not. He's out of town.
Out of town?
This is Mrs. McLean speaking. May I take a message?
Where is he?
Well, he went to San Francisco the day before yesterday. Who is speaking?
San Francisco? You mean he's on a train somewhere?
No, he flew out. Who is this speaking?
Mrs. McLean. It's Mrs. Leon Jacks speaking. Mrs. Leon Jacks.
Oh.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, yes, yes, I know.
Mrs. McLean, you've got to help me. I don't know if you remember at the trial, there was a lot of talk about a letter which never turned up. We couldn't produce the letter that would prove my husband was in Canada on Armistice Day and couldn't have committed the murder. I've never given up looking for it, and tonight I found it quite by accident. It slipped down between the lining and the covering of my overnight bag. I knocked the bag down off a shelf and it sprung open and the letter fell out. And are you listening?
Yes. Yes, I'm listening.
Well, I phoned the prison. For a moment, I was so stunned. Anyway, I phoned the prison, and they told me that Judge McLean was the only man who could stop them from killing Leon. If I could just talk to Judge McLean, I mean, he'd recognize at once the importance of my finding this letter. The man at the prison doesn't understand the whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce the letter at the trial.
Mrs. Jackson, when is the execution?
In a little over 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
I've never given up. That's why I'm not at the prison with Leon. I've never stopped working, trying to prove his innocence. I just got back from Canada tonight and was going out to be with him when they... And then I found it. Mrs. McLean, I've got to talk to your husband.
Mrs. Jacks, phone him in San Francisco. He's at the Golden State Hotel.
Golden State Hotel.
He always stays there. I'm sure you can reach him.
Oh, all right. I'll try. Thanks.
And please let me know if there's anything else
yes.
I can do.
Yes, thank you.
I know it'll be all right. I just know it
thank
will
Thank you. Goodbye. One. Long distance.
Long distance.
Long distance. I want to call San Francisco, the Golden State Hotel, Judge J.C. McLean.
Judge J.C. McLean.
That's right.
Is that M.C. capital L-E-A-N?
That's right.
Golden State Hotel, San Francisco?
Yes, operator.
And what is your number, madam?
It's Region 4, 9970.
Region 4, 9970?
Yes, operator.
And your name, madam?
Mrs. Leon Jacks, J-A-C-K-S.
Thank you, madam. I will call you.
Operator, this is a very important call. How long will you be?
The circuits are busy, madam. I will call
But how long will it take?
It's hard to say, madam. I'll call you as soon as I
Operator, I have to know how long this call will take. It's very urgent. It's very urgent.
The circuits are busy west of Chicago, madam. There are several calls ahead of yours. I'll put it through as quickly as possible.
Let me speak to the chief operator, please.
Yes, madam. Just a moment, please.
Chief operator, Miss Milton speaking.
Operator, I'm calling San Francisco on a very urgent matter, and I've got to get through as quickly as possible.
Whom do you wish to call in San Francisco?
Operator, you don't understand. I gave all that information to the other operator. She said the circuits were busy. I just wanted to tell you why it was so important that my call be put through at once.
Yes, madam.
My name is Jacks. Mrs. Jacks. My husband is Leon Jacks.
And your phone number, madam?
Oh, what difference? It's Regent 49970, but operator, the
Regent
important...
Regent 49970?
Yes. Operator, my husband, I don't know whether you read the papers or not, but my husband is being executed tonight for murder, that he didn't commit. Do you understand that?
Yes, madam.
Well, this man in San Francisco is the only one who can stop the execution. I've uncovered, quite by accident, I've uncovered new evidence. I've got to speak to Judge McLean quickly because the execution is, well, it's in 20 minutes, less than that now, and he's the only man that can make them stop. Operator... It's a matter of a man's life. Do you understand that?
I will see that your call is put through as quickly as possible.
Ahead of the others?
I'll do the best I can, madam.
Well, may I hold the line?
I'll call you, madam.
Oh, all right. But hurry, operator. Hurry. Please, God. Let him be near a telephone. Don't let him be out. Minutes more. Oh, God, help me. Please, God.
art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Oh, God, don't let them kill Leon. He didn't do it. You know he didn't do it. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Leon never hurt anybody in his life. Please, God, let him save him. Oh, God, I love him so. Hello?
Your call to San Francisco, madam, for Judge J.C. McLean?
Yes, yes, have you got him?
There is no Mr. McLean. I mean, no Judge McLean registered at the Golden State Hotel.
But, operator, he must be registered. His wife said he always stayed there.
Just a moment, madam. I'll check them again. Hello, operator.
Yes, operator?
Would you check that name again, please? J.C. McLean. My party is sure that Judge McLean is registered.
They have no Judge McLean, operator. They have a Mr. McLean in 701 from Toledo, Ohio. That's the only McLean registered.
Operator.
Yes, madam.
That must be the right McLean. His wife told me just a minute ago that he was there. He always stays at the Golden State Hotel. Please, have them check it again. And hurry, operator.
Just a moment, madam. Hello, operator.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what are you doing, operator?
Hello, operator. This is New York on Circuit 412. Is it clear?
Oh, please.
Hello?
Hello, New York.
Operator, would you connect me with the room clerk of the Golden State Hotel, please? This is an urgent call.
Right.
Hurry. Hurry. What on earth are they doing?
Just a moment, sir. Oh. Hello, room clerk.
Hello, sir. This is New York calling a Judge J.C. McLean. I believe you have a Mr. McLean registered from Toledo.
What is the name again, operator?
McLean. M.C. capital L-E-A-N.
That's right, operator. Room 701.
This is an urgent call, sir. Are you sure that he is not Judge J.C. McLean of New York City?
No, operator. Mr. McLean is from Toledo, all right. He stays here frequently.
Operator.
Just a moment, sir. Yes, madam.
Operator, can you find out if they sent Judge McLean to another hotel? He should have arrived sometime yesterday.
Just a moment, madam. Hello, sir.
Yes, operator.
Sir, can you tell me if the hotel has any record of... I want to try and trace Judge McLean. If he applied for a room yesterday and you sent him to another hotel, would there be any record of that?
Well, what do you have a reservation, operator?
Just a moment, sir. Did Judge McLean have a reservation, madam?
Oh, I don't know whether he had a reservation or not. I thought if the hotel was full and they'd send him someplace else, they might know where, that's all.
Hello, sir.
Yes, operator.
My party doesn't know whether Judge McLean had a reservation or not.
No, he didn't, operator. I have the reservation list here. There's nothing for Judge McLean.
Is there any way we can locate Judge McLean that you know of, sir? The call is urgent.
Urgent. It's a matter of life and death. What are they doing? Hello? Hello? Operator! Oh, what's the matter? Why don't you answer me?
Sorry, madam. There seems to be no way of tracing your party.
Oh, operator, what can I do? I've just got to find him.
In case Judge McLean does register at the Golden State, madam, I can try in 20 minutes.
20 minutes? But I told you that... Oh, never mind. Let it go.
You wish the call canceled, madam?
Yes. Yes.
Brent Theater.
Oh, no! Oh, dear, dear God, help me. M. McLean. Elder Hill, 50599. No. 50599. It's Mrs. Jacks again. I can't locate your husband. He's not at the hotel, not registered even. Is there any place else, any other hotel where he might be?
Yes. Try my sister.
Sister?
It's Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. That's C-Y-P-R-U-S Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. All right, thanks.
If he isn't there, she'll know where he is. I can't understand why he isn't at the hotel. He always...
Thanks, Mrs. McLean. I have to hurry. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's too...
Let me speak to the chief operator, please.
Thank you, madam. Just a moment, please.
Chief operator, Miss Milton speaking.
Operator, it's Mrs. Jacks again. I have a call to San Francisco again. I mean, I want to put it through again. I mean, it's Oakland.
Yes, madam.
It's to Mrs. D.C. Elder. Cypress Drive, Oakland.
D.C. Elder. Is that C-Y-P-R-E-S?
The U.S., operator.
C-Y-P-R-U-S. Cypress Drive.
That's right. And hurry, operator. Please.
Yes, madam. Hold the line, please.
Chicago?
New York calling Oakland, operator.
Right. The circuits are busy, operator.
Will you ring the operator?
Just a moment, operator. I can take it now.
Oakland.
Information, please, operator.
Right. Information.
Operator, the number of Mrs. D.C. Elder, Cypress Drive. New York calling.
Elder. Just a moment, operator.
Right.
I have a D.C. Elder, 1138 Cypress Drive, Montclair Highlands. The number is Lakehurst 39136.
Lakehurst 39136.
Right.
Thank you, operator.
Operator.
Lakehurst 39136. New York calling, operator.
Lakehurst 39136.
Mrs. D.C. Elder.
Mrs. D.C. Elder.
Right. You're still calling from Regent 9490.
No, no.
Pardon me. Regent 49970.
That's right, operator, and please hurry. What are they doing? Hello? Operator, what are they... Operator, answer me.
We are ringing Lakers 39136 for you, madam.
Oh, God, please. There's less than 10 minutes left. Why don't they answer?
Hello, operator. Lakers 39136 is DA, operator.
Right, operator. Hello, madam. They do not answer. I'm sorry. Shall I try them again in 20 minutes?
No, I told you, you're stupid. Oh, what's the use? I won't give up. I'll get him if I have to. I'm nearly out of my mind. Your sister's number doesn't answer. Mrs. McLean, is there nothing I can do?
Oh, Mrs. Jacks, I'm so sorry. They're probably all out to dinner or cocktails or something. They're 3 or 4 hours behind our time out there, aren't they?
Mrs. McLean, what can I do?
There must be somebody else you can phone here. Surely they wouldn't go ahead with the execution if there were any reasonable doubt of... Well, if there was any new evidence.
I've been all through that, Mrs. McLean. I've tried to get the governor, but... Oh, what's the use? The prison authority said your husband was the only one who... I'm nearly out of my mind. I can't...
Mrs. Jackson, my sister's very dear friends. They live right across the street. It's just possible they might all be over there. The name is Henderson. I think it's Robert. Yes, that's right. Robert Henderson.
Henderson?
On Cypress Drive. You phone them. In the meantime, I'll phone the governor's office in Albany and see...
Henderson?
That's right.
All right, I'll try.
Long distance.
The chief operator, please, and hurry.
Yes, madam.
Chief operator, Miss Milton speaking.
Operator, this is Mrs. Jacks again. Operator, see how quickly you can get me San Francisco again. I mean, Oakland. Robert Henderson. No, it's Mrs. Robert Henderson. Cypress Drive again, Oakland.
Mrs. Robert Henderson. Cypress Drive, Oakland.
Why do you repeat everything? Yes, that's right. And hurry, operator, hurry.
Chicago.
New York calling Oakland, operator.
Right. Hold the line, operator.
Can't you tell him to hurry, operator? There's less than 10 minutes left. I've told you how urgent this call is, operator. Can't they hurry it up or something?
We're putting your call through as quickly as possible, madam.
Oakland.
Information, please, operator.
Right. Information.
New York calling, operator. The number of Mrs. Robert Henderson, Cypress Drive.
Henderson. On Cypress Drive, operator?
Yes, operator.
I have a Robert L. Henderson on Crestwood Road,
operator. Oh, for goodness sakes, how can you be so stupid? It's on Cypress Drive. They're right across the street from my friend's sister. Now, you must have them listed.
Hello, operator.
Yes, operator.
Operator, Crestwood Road and Cypress Drive intersect. The houses might be like kitty corner from each other and yet be on different...
Yes, that's it. Ring them and hurry, operator.
What is the Crestwood Road number, operator?
That number is Laker Lakers 3, 8197.
Right.
Operator.
Lakers 3, 8197. New York calling, operator.
Lakers 3, 8197.
Mrs. Robert Henderson.
Mrs. Robert Henderson.
Right. Are you still calling from Region 4, 9970?
Of course I'm still calling from Region 4, 9970. For goodness sake, stop asking me stupid questions. Don't you understand that I'm trying to save a man's life? I don't have an answer. God, please, make them answer to me. 8 minutes left before.
Hello,
sir. New York calling. Mrs. Robert Henderson, please.
Well, she's not in at the moment. This is Mr. Henderson speaking.
He'll do, operator. He'll do.
Very well, madam. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Mr. Henderson?
Yes.
Mr. Henderson, I can't go into a long story. Do you know Judge McLean? I believe his wife's sister lives across the street from you. It's very urgent that I contact Judge McLean at once.
Yes, I know Judge McLean. I drove him to the railway station this morning.
What?
Yes, he caught the Southern Pacific West Coast Limited for Portland this morning.
Oh, Mr. Henderson, I'm in terrible trouble. I've got to locate Judge McLean.
Well, I don't see how you can. He took the train at 10 this morning.
Mr. Henderson, my husband is... He's being executed tonight for murder.
Oh.
A murder he didn't commit. Judge McLean was the judge. I found it. There was a letter we couldn't find all during the trial, and I found
see.
It tonight quite by accident, and they told me at the prison that Judge McLean was the only man who could get them to put off the execution. If I don't get Judge McLean, they're going to kill me, aren't
they? Well, that's awful.
Oh, I'm almost sick. I can't talk right now. Do you understand me? Do you?
Yes, 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 I understand. Wait a minute, let me think.
Oh. Well, I do, oh God, help me. I love him so. I'll die of him. Please.
Oh, Mrs. Scott, what's your name?
Jax. Mrs. Leon Jax.
Listen, Mrs. Jax, you might get Judge McLean at Dunsmuir. That's a town along the line. He phoned some friends to meet him there at the station. The train stops for 15 minutes. It's 20 minutes past 6 here now. The train arrived at Dunsmuir at 6:15. It'll be there now.
Oh, it's no use. I'll never get it.
Try it. Dunsmuir is a small station. The train will be in there now. It's worth a chance.
Dunsmuir.
D-U-N-S-M-U-I-R. The West Coast Limited is the train. And it's Dunsmuir, California. Try it. There is a chance.
All right. Hang up quickly and thanks.
Have you finished, madam?
Is that the Oakland operator?
Yes, madam.
Operator, you may not be able to do this. A man's life just ends. Operator, can you get me the railroad station at Dunsmuir, California? The depot.
I can connect you with the Dunsmuir operator, madam. Just a moment, please.
Dunsmuir?
Oakland calling, operator. I have an urgent call here from New York City. Can you connect me with the railway station?
Yes, operator. The number is 395.
Can you connect me, operator?
Yes, operator. Just a minute.
Would you just talk to anyone there?
Yes, yes, anyone, anyone. Oh, God. I better touch anyone. Help me now. Leon's only got... 3 minutes.
Depot.
Hello, sir. New York calling. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Is there a train in there now? The West Coast Limited.
Who's this?
Listen, whoever you are, listen. This is a terribly urgent call. I've got to locate a man who's on. Did the West Coast Limited just come in there to Portland?
The West Coast Limited is here now, madam. Just came in. Leaves again in 9 minutes.
Listen. There's a Judge McLean. Have you got that McLean?
McLean. Judge McLean, yes.
He's on that train. I mean, he's in the station somewhere. He was meeting a friend of his who lives in Dunsmuir. Listen, if you can get Judge McLean to this phone, I'll give you $1,000.
What was that, lady? What's that, about $1,000?
Well, listen to me. McLean, have you got that?
Yes, you said that.
Judge McLean.
Yes, Judge McLean.
Tell him, say that a letter... Tell him his wife's been killed. Get him!
Okay, lady. Okay, I'll try. Judge McLean. Urgent call for Judge McLean. Judge McLean.
Judge McLean. Oh, hurry. What's he doing? Leon. Leon, it's too late. They've started to... It's too late. They've killed you. They've done it. Oh, God, make them wait just a little longer. Please, God, make them wait. Don't let them do it. Just 5 minutes more, God. Make the clock slow, God, anything. The same.
Hello?
Hello? Judge McLean?
Yes, this is Judge McLean. Who is it? Where's my...
my wife.
Judge McLean, there's nothing wrong with your wife. This is Mrs. Leon Jacks, Judge. Judge, I found the letter. You know the letter? The one we couldn't find at the trial. It proves Leon and Hilliard were in Montreal that night. You know.
Yes.
Listen, Judge. They're executing Leon tonight, right now. It may even be too late. You know what this letter means. The whole prosecution rested on the fact that we couldn't produce it. Well, I found it tonight, quite by accident, do you understand? It proves Leon is innocent. Do you understand?
Of course I understand. What time was the execution?
Now. They're doing it right now. There is more.
Get off the phone. I'll call the prison at once. Get off the phone.
Oh, it's too late. They've done it. And I killed him. I should have found him before. Oh, Leon. Leon. I should have found him before. Oh, Leon. Leon. Need to tell me. I know. You killed him. You killed the only man I am. Stop! Stop it! Stop it! Hello.
Just heard Long Distance, Attraction 1, Radio City Playhouse, as written and directed by Harry W. Duncan. Jan Miner was heard in the exacting role of Mrs. Leon Jacks. Other players included Anna Karen, Eugene Francis, Gene Tatum, and Frank Thomas. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonald. Next week, Ground Floor Window, a tender and appealing story about a young boy and the heartbreaking challenge that came to haunt his life. It was written by a brilliant young American author, Ernest Kenoy, from whom we expect more great things. We warmly invite you to listen to Ground Floor Window next week, Attraction 2, Radio City Playhouse. Robert Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From July 3, 1948, Long Distance, an episode of Radio City Playhouse. Thanks for listening, and if there are old-time radio shows you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a line at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info, I-N-F-O. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.